Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is Monday in Ordinary Time, Proper 7 in the church calendar. I'm so glad that you're here today. If you do have a prayer request, as always, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. It'd be our honor and joy to pray for you and with you. We are in a summer giving campaign. We are looking to raise $3,000 over the next 3 weeks. There's a link in the description. Would you consider partnering with us, sowing towards the work here at Morning Prayer? Thank you. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only.
Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for this weekend. Thank you for worshiping with your people. Thank you for bringing us together today as a community of people praying and seeking your face, God. bless you, we honor you, Lord Jesus.
It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only, God.
Psalm 89, 1 through 18. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. The heavens praise your wonders, Lord, your faithfulness too in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You, Lord, are mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them. You crushed Rahab like one of the slain. With your strong arm, you scattered your enemies. The heavens are yours, and yours also the earth. You founded the world and all that is in it. You created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon sing for joy at your name. Your arm is endowed with power. Your right hand is strong. Your right hand is exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They celebrate your righteousness, for you are their glory and strength. And by your favor, you exalt our horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel.
Your faithfulness surrounds you, all around, all around, all around. Your faithfulness surrounds you. Oh, we taste and we see of your faithfulness, of your faithfulness. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson, we continue in the book of Acts, Acts 5, 12 through 26. The apostles performed many signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number. As a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. Crowds gathered also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by impure spirits, and all of them were healed. Then the high priest and all his associates, who were members of the party of the Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. Go, stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people all about this new life. At daybreak, they entered the temple courts as they had been told and began to teach the people. When the high priest and his associates arrived, they called together the Sanhedrin, the full assembly of the elders of Israel, and sent to the jail for the apostles. But on arriving at the jail, the officers did not find them there, so they went back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked, with the guards standing at the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside." On hearing this report, the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests were at a loss, wondering what this might lead to. Then someone came and said, "Look, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple courts teaching the people." At that, the captain went with his officers and brought the apostles. They did not use force because they feared that the people would stone them.
What kind of love is this? What kind of power? What kind of healing? What kind of spirit? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
What kind of love is this? What kind of spirit? What kind of life is this? I can hear it.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
What kind of Father is this? What kind of love is this? What kind of presence?
Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively for this Monday in ordinary time, proper 7 in the church calendar. O Lord, make us have perpetual love and reverence for your holy name, for you never fail to help and govern those whom you have set upon the sure foundation of your loving kindness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
What kind of love is this? What kind of spirit? What kind of name is this? I can hear it.
I'm going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts. I'll continue to play. Pray specifically for those in your life by name. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, celebrations. Lay it all before Jesus right now.
Mm-hmm. kind of love is this? What kind of interest in my heart? What kind of love? What kind of love is this?
Let's pray for our families now, our immediate families and our extended families. The Lord places the lonely in families, so pray for them today.
Brothers and sisters, help us to love one another.
Let's pray for friends, acquaintances, co-workers, whoever the Lord brings to your mind, to your heart, to your tongue. Let's pray for our enemies as well. Bless those who curse us. Jesus commands us to do that. Let's do it. We pray today for your church in the earth. We pray that from the largest denominations and networks all the way down to the local church, from large to small and everywhere in between, that they would seek after you today. Listen for your voice, hear your voice, know what to do, who to love, that's close to them. The least, the vulnerable, the oppressed, may they bring justice, may they bring joy and love, God. Help them to love one another. May the world know we are Christians by our love for one another.
What kind of love is this? What kind of peace and hope and joy? What kind of love is this?
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are loved. Love one another today. Amen and amen. Thank you for praying with me. Let's pray together again tomorrow. Remember our giving campaign. If the Lord lays it on your heart, would you contribute? Would you sow into the ministry here? I believe you will see a harvest. We are seeing it even now. Thank you.